Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know,
are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the beat, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest, promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/theremix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, Beach Man.
Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know it is Planet Remix. And a lot of times we cover adult content. But this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out, do what you need to do, so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now, and I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just got to be responsible while growing up on planet Earth.
Take a ride on my train of thought, fundamentals what I bought, penny less, I await the emptiness and lighten, 26 years on earth, my soul fighting, habit that in heaven, my body has took a liking to my lifestyle, battling stress the size of Goliath, sling shots with hard rocks, these stones getting thrown, my temptations are amplified when I get alone, try to separate the action from the man, I wholeheartedly understand why I need to grow even though I'm grown, if I did you wrong, I vow to make it right, judge me off appearance and what's said to me, I'm impolite. I remain in freeze mode, I'm stuck in fight or flight. I'm deflecting my daily problems within my daily life. Recognizing patterns of my own demise. Why I feel like hiding the truth is finding a lie. Dealt with thoughts of suicide, women I've identified. Couldn't see it through my eyes, so for that I apologize. I'm desensitized, working hard to emphasize. Strung out on love addiction and groupies with those collide. I've been this way since the day I turned 6. I've been such before, way before I touched my. Now I'm almighty pushing through the pain. The almighty pushes to the flame. The burst of burning bushes in my brain. I had to make an effort, double overtime to change. Had to journal my journey and mistakes I made on the way. Manipulation to get what I want. Getting very distant after I got what I need. Writing rapping wisdom with the women, wars and weed, narrating all these conflicts and top it off with greed. I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking. Me and my so-called best friends don't speak often. Blaming me for everything when they pinpoint fingers at themselves. So be grateful I offer to help. Being aware is my definition of melt. My eyes see imperfections within myself. Cracked images, bad luck, and broken mirrors. Funny how I see impermanence so clearer. I dedicate this to the ones I hurt. It's time to get my spirit right on earth before my sins become an evil curse. Conquer search, can't revert to who I was at first. I channel God through this verse. Accountability, I take responsibility for all my actions. I pack them in these soliloquies. Just because we're not friends don't mean we're enemies. Thank you all for listening, sending y'all with your energy.
Welcome to Planet Remix Radio. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Oracle. And you are live on Planet Remix. Peace and greetings. I do want to let you know the Blue Room is open. And you are more than welcome to come on over and join us in the Blue Room. I'm going to give you those cosmic directions so you can find your way on over. You're going to come on over to YouTube. You're going to type in Blue, B-U-E. That's me and Raz, R-A-S, and Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. And that is going to get you live in. Oh, yeah. What a time. What a time to be growing up on planet Earth. I want to welcome you all in. Oh, yeah. Wow, this beautiful super full moon energy is still upon us at this time. Peace and greetings, everyone. I do want to do a sound check and just make sure that all is well. All is well. And you guys can hear me. Everyone can hear me nice. Nice and loud and clear. Yeah. We're going to get started here in just a moment, but welcome on into the cipher. Peace and greetings, everyone. So glad to have everyone joining us here on Planet Remix Radio. Do want to invite you to come on over and join us in the Blue Room. So if you are not in the Blue Room, definitely want you to come on over and join us in the Blue Room. Also, you can join us by getting on the phone lines as well. 515-605-9794 is the number to call, and that is going to get you locked in. I want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners that is listening from all over the world. My goodness. For you to call in as well. Another way to connect yourself, and I'm getting myself situated here tonight, but the Blue Room is lit as always, and there is so many downloads coming in right now, but don't worry, we're going to be diving into that. Brother Bilal is here as well in the building, so welcome on in. This is a great time for you to, you know, we've already done the PSA, so we know what time it is, but if you know someone, a friend, someone, tell them to come on over, especially if you're a part of Planet Remix Radio and you have listening in. You know, let's send some invites out. You know, don't forget to like and subscribe. We want to get those likes up because this is how our soul family is going to find us. And if you have not subscribed, I'm just going to encourage you to go ahead and hit that subscribe button and that notification bell, especially here over on YouTube, because this is how our soul family will find us, right? And this is the time more than ever that we need each other. And I know you all can feel that. And so many of you are doing such amazing, beautiful work out there. So this is a great time for us to come together. Really, Spirit just sort of dropped it in our hearts to come on and share a message with you all here. So good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you're listening in from the world. 515-605-9794. I'm going to take my time for a minute because there's so much I want to say at this moment. But first of all, I want us to just take a moment and let us send out waves of love and light across the planet, right? To all of our soul families and everyone on the planet. This has been a very, very active week. A very active week. And there's so many things right now that we're all sort of kind of facing in our lives. And some of those are very beautiful and loving for all of us. And some of us are being a very strong support system for our loved ones in our lives. And so we want you to know that our love and our hearts are with everyone in their family. We want to give a big ashe to all of our ancestors and those who are crossing their way over the bridge into the ancestor realm at this time, and their families and loved ones as well. And to everyone on the planet, all right? So peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome on in. So we're going to be talking about in the cipher, what's next? Cosmic connection, full moon magic right here on Planet Remix. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's get those likes up. In the Blue Room alone, we have over 105. In the Blue Room alone, let's get those likes up and those invites out. because we got a lot of things that we're going to dive into. At this time. But I also want to say this. We're going to start out. We have a couple of announcements that we do want to let you know. And I want to start right there. Going to ring the bell for Self-Invested. That's right. The Self-Invested Workshop is open. Enrollment is open for the Self-Invested Workshop. And many of you are securing your seats as well for the Self-Invested Workshop. And we are super excited about this session of Self-Invested Workshop. So if you want to get those details, and boy, oh boy, you guys are sending in your requests and we are getting them out to you. So if you want to be a part of the Self-Invested Workshop, but let me slow down. Let me just slow down just a tad bit, because I know we have a lot of new listeners from all around the world. And I do want to say this. The Self-Invested Workshop is a virtual event, if we can call it that, because it's a virtual event that goes. It is sort of like if you were to take a master class and a self-mastery class and mix it with a whole lot of magic, you would then be tapping into some of the energy of Self-Invested. And of course, the Self-Invested Workshop is led by Brother Bilal and myself throughout. But it is not sort of where we just teach and you listen. It is very interactive, right? And we know some of the greatest spiritual beings on the planet are the ones who are connected with Planet Remix as well as Self-Invested. So we want to invite you all, every single one of you, to come on over and also join us in the Self-Invested Workshop. Enrollment is open now. And when classes start in September, because that's around when we're going to start classes, they're going to run all the way from 2022 into 2023. Oh, yeah. Talk about growing up on planet Earth, Self-Invested. And we cover all kinds of subjects. And this session, like every session, is amazing. We've been doing this now for well over 8 sessions. So it's going to be powerful again. And so again, we are excited with everyone who comes, and you just need to have access to a computer, the internet, or have access to a telephone and be willing to come and put that work in. We know you about that work. So we want you to come and be willing to put that work in and roll up your sleeves and really dive in to self-mastery, you know, self-mastery and learning more about yourself and learning more about the world that we all live in and how it's all connected for you. You know, often so many people offer programs where they tell you what they have done and they sort of tell you how you can do it. But in Self-Invested, we sort of go step by step in the process. So it's really, you know how the old saying goes, let me see if I can get it right. It's called see, come, sit, see, stand, walk, do. I might have added a couple of steps in there for myself, but you all understand what I'm talking about. We take you. So it doesn't matter if your spiritual journey is new to you. If you're new to this, which we know no one is new to this, but if you feel new to this, or if you've been on your journey for a very long time, it is open to all. Right? And very, very powerful. So if you're interested in joining us at the Self-Invested Workshop, you got to hit those digits, and it's available in the show notes, but I'll give it to you here. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com, and we will send you the juicy details. Yeah. So peace and greetings, soul family. This feels a little different. I'm in a little different space. I don't know if it's coming across like that. I had to get a little cosmic tonight. Well, I'm cosmic every night, but I'm a little extra cosmic tonight. Plus, I've been talking to pretty much all the priestess today. So I want to give a big shout out to Priestess Andrea, Priestess Lisa, and all the divine priestess in the building, Priestess Kalimar, Priestess Erica, Priestess Trin, Priestess Brandy, Priestess Donna Lee, all of the priestess, Priestess Chastity, had a chance to chat with her as well. Just all of the priestess, Priestess Lala, all of the priestess in the building, Priestess Shakesha, just want to send her so much love, Priestess Keisha, all of the priestess, and doing so much amazing, wonderful, loving work out in the world. Just want to give a big shout out to all of the priestess. Again, to everyone in self-invested and our self-invested family, in the building, missing so much love. And then, my goodness, if I look in the blue room, Sheila, sending her so much love. Brittany vibes, ooh, my heart. Can I get a ashe, ashe? I just want to do it. Thank you, Brittany, again. I had to listen to that again. That's one of my favorites, of course. And also, Lola Falana, sending so much love to her. Angela is in the building. Kicking It with Queenie is in the building. Of course, you know she got Juicy July going on, and it's going down. I can't even talk about it, y'all. I got to kind of maintain right now, but we'll do a recap. And then also, Crystal is in the building. Welcome on in, Crystal. Good to have you as well. CL is in the house tonight. With Love is in the building. So good to see you. Nicole is abundant. Abundance is in the house tonight. Nicole W. is here. So good to see you. Our self-invested family coming through strong. We got Truth Teller in the house tonight. Welcome on in, Truth Teller. Erica Dawson is in the building. And I ain't going to say all of that. Mega Miss Little in the building. Welcome on in. And also, just love the names. Quantum Lion. I would roar, right? But I'm not going to do that. I'll digress on that. Welcome on in. Kelis is in the house tonight. Oh God is here. Welcome on in. Nisi Knight is here. Welcome. Welcome all of the beautiful people in the building. Yes. Brenda L is in the house. And Will, thank you for everything is in the building. And if you guys have not checked out his digital inspirational board, you need to do that on Instagram. Will, thank you for everything. Thank you so much. The People's Advocate. I love that. Because you know when I hear that, I go, dun-dun-dun. It reminds me of the People's Court. I love that. Keturah is in the house tonight. Greetings, Keturah. And Aisha is in the house tonight. The love of you, the love of you is in the house tonight. Welcome on in. Dr. Dina is in the building tonight. So good to see you, Dr. Dina. Mastermind 007. Ooh, you got the names. You got the names. Wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in. Mm-hmm. What's next? Cosmic connection. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Full moon magic. That question has been sort of floating around the air. What's next? What's next? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that and dive into some more things as we get ourselves nice and situated. Priestess Nadra is in the building. Dante is in the house. By the way, thank you so much, Dante. I do want to let you all know this, that on Instagram, we have one account for the Remix Radio, and it is the THE and then Remix, R-E-M-I-X, underscore, just one underscore, radio, right? And from that account, which is Planet Remix Instagram account, you can connect with myself and Brother Bilal. Here's the deal. Got a couple of reports that there were some accounts out there, fake accounts, but I do want you to know we are not sliding in DMs, not for no reading. We are not sliding in DMs for readings. This is why it's so important to support, connect with, and respond to those you are really connected with. Because if you look at the fake account, which, by the way, thank you to everyone who has blocked, reported the account, and then you have pulled your energy completely out of it. Because what they love more than ever is for people to get the mixing around. They love that. They love the drama, right? But thank you all, Dante. Thank you and everyone for letting us know that there was another fake account out there. Here's what I want you to do. Make sure whenever you go to an account, use your intuition. Remember, we're in these cosmic gateway vortexes. Use your intuition. And then if you're connected to Planet Remix and you're connected to the account, then surely you're liking the post. Surely you're leaving a comment. Go look and see if your comment is under there. Go look and see. Go look and see the last post that you liked. That's all you got to do, and you can do that for anybody. Just check and see. How connected are you? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we get it. Those accounts are going to keep coming up. They are distractions. But we know that you all are in tuned enough, you're tapped in enough to know that it's a fake account. Because we're not sliding in DMs, asking you for money, and telling you the ancestors tapped us on the ass and asked us to give you a reading. We don't do that. There is a way that you can reach out to Brother Bilal and myself. And you can email us and you can contact us for a reading. I will tell you for myself, my reading list, it's bumped down. It was over two and a half years. I'm down to 2 years now, so I'm making some moves. I'm making some power moves. So know that. But don't be fooled out in these cosmic streets. And I love it because you guys were like, wait a minute. Checking you at the door. We checking you at the door. We know you're a fake account, and we just going to shut it down. That's it. So sending you all so much love for handling your business out there and staying connected. Mm-hmm. So as we get started, I want to ask, how are we feeling, old family? How are we feeling? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dina, what you say, where you at, push you to the top. You got some, listen, you got some more Godiva? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can't have Godiva for a minute, but catch me next month. Woo, catch me next month. I'm going to be on that Godiva. But we do have some exciting things coming up for you guys, even more exciting. Well, no, it's not more exciting than self-invested. Self-invested, it's exciting, it's everything, but we have some beautiful news for you all, and that is that we love each and every one of you. We see you. We know the work you're out there doing, so we can't give up on ourselves. We can never give up on ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My goodness. Mm-mm-mm. So sending so much love, full moon magic. We're just waiting. We're going to be bringing Brother Bilal on in just a moment. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. I'm getting this new step here. But yeah, that's the exciting news. We love you all. We really, really do. And very, very thankful and grateful to have you to be a part of our soul group. This is some exciting times. It can be some very challenging times for us. So we have to be there for each other. And I love it. I absolutely love it when you all are doing that, when we're all doing that for each other. You know, we are definitely being there for one another. Yeah. Yeah, that we are doing that for each other. Yeah. So, want to give a big shout out again to our international listeners out there, giving out the phone number as well, the call-in number, 515-605-9794 is the number to call. That is the number for Planet Remix. Lock that number in and keep that number close by. Keep it very much close by. Mm-hmm. See here. Let's see here. Okay, let's see. Give me just one second. How are we feeling? How is everybody doing? How are we feeling, Soul Family? How are we doing? How are we feeling? Feeling good, feeling Gucci. Let's see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. By the way, I want to say happy Born Day to everyone who's celebrating a birthday, a Born Day, to everyone. Sending you so much love. And happy Born Day to everyone celebrating a birthday here in this month of July, in this time of July, for everyone who's having a Born Day and a birthday. Happy Born Day and birthday to you. Yeah. Yeah, happy Born Day. Ooh, oh my goodness. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, everyone. So this is what we're going to do. We are going to get ready in a second. We're going to bring Brother Bilal on, but a few more things that I want to talk to you about. But first, we're going to listen to some Baby Blue. And listen to some Baby Blue. I thank everyone for your patience. This is just some good new changes. So let's listen to some Baby Blue.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That is so true. Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. That's for sure. That is so true. Mm-hmm. So true. So now, I want you all to give a listening ear. We're going to play the song of the night. And this really is just setting the vibes for where we are, for what's happening, and everything going on and going forward.
Hey, Miss Donda, you run into my mama, please tell her, I said say something. I'm starting to believe ain't no such thing as heaven's trumpets. No after over, this is it, done. possess a heaven you would think they let you speak to your son. Maybe she has in the form of a baby's laugh I heard passing by in a stroller, reminding me, hey, keep rolling, oh no. Maybe she has with the prick of a blade of brass I've been laying on way too long, got me itchy, got up and roamed a little more. Miss Donda, you see my mama, tell her I'm lost. You see, she'd always light a cigarette, we talk, I would cough, exaggerating a little bit, so she get the point, trying to get her to stop smoking. I would lead and fire up with you, till I quit, started back up again. 20 years later, all that time, y'all thought I was high, thought I was crazy. My mom, she cut no corners, got me back on track. I don't miss her overstepping, but do miss her showing seven civilian like shit. Miss Donda, see my mama whisper her this, the real reason I was geek to go to church must confess, when y'all grown-ups would be in Bible study, that girl helping me with my homework, her, and I was so pure, and so spirit spinning and dirty, so on and so on, we hope that no one heard. And to this day, I think her mama knew to let us explore. Miss Donda, you see my father, please ask him why, he never married, always smiled, but was he happy inside? Because to carry my mother's name, did he carry shame with him? I'm sure she did it out of spite with her decision at birth. She probably would hurt our poor baby. Two young people with different views, a lot for a young lady. No coincidence, they both passed away from heart conditions. There's a dissidence that played dad and mom through heart division. 3,000 poster child for big raised by others. I'm supposed to smile. God knew that I would be trouble, keeps me around for what I don't know, what I do. That is crucial that we do so pronto. I don't know how much longer.
Let's get those lights up. Let's get those lights up, soul
family. With every record, I be asking the masses to tune your hearts to me. I represent intelligent niggas that grew up partially. But lately I've been questioning, second guessing whether or not I've got something to offer society and eluded poverty. Or has the money watered me down? That truth is hard for me. Like the second time I got cut from the junior varsity. Fighting back tears, I promised to switch gears and said to myself, whatever you do, you won't do it partially. From this day forward, I move with a new ferocity. Ferrari cool velocity, a bell-proof philosophy. Success is in the effort. So if a nigga tried as hard as I'm at peace, knowing God ain't dealing in this group of cars for me. Some people say that I'm running third, they do the grind to me. Behind Drake and Doc, yeah, them niggas are superstars to me. Maybe deep down, I'm afraid of my luminosity. So when you see me on red carpets, I'm moving awkwardly. Posing all nervous, afraid of the judgment. And the thought of showing too much of my day is repugnant. I be keeping my kids away from the gaze of the public. Cause these days, they feel like haters, they favorite subject. Fuck it, attitude like a young O'Shea with an AK. That your brain violated, I busted. I don't play when it come to family, that's one thing I refuse. Pimping their kids out for views or just to be in the news can never be me. I piss in the celebrity seat. God with me on this record, this is Heaven's EP. The tale's official, the best nigga breathing, it just failed to hit you. You couldn't sell cause you failed for the bells and whistles. In that scenario, I don't excel. I'm from the field with young girls, I'm grown as hell. It's raw, never saw one person go to Yale. But every nigga that I know done gone to jail at least once. Proving we the ones police hunt for the pains. We smoke three blunts inside the tree trunk. Too much hunger, it's no wonder these niggas can't keep up. So saying yes to a feature just means I'm about to eat lunch, bitch. I'm going for it, no, never shall he front. I'm the one that you can be sure of, speaking of beachfront. I'm kicking my feet up while I write this in somewhere tropical. Supposed to be relaxed and this passion makes that impossible. Supposed to be relaxed and this passion makes that impossible.
Oh yeah, nothing like some J. Cole and Andre 3000, and that is Promised Land. Promised Land. Wow. Peace and greetings. Welcome on in, Soul Family. Wow. Wow. What a vibe. What a vibe. What a vibe. We want to welcome Brother Bilal on into the cipher. Peace and greetings, Brother Bilal. Oh, let's see. Hold on. Peace and greetings,
there we
Brother
go.
Bilal. There we go.
Yes. Am I coming through clear?
That's what we got to check. We got to do a sound check, everyone. How's Brother Bilal sounding?
What's up, soul family?
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Room. Am I as loud as J. Cole and Andre 3-Stack? Good to go.
We're waiting on them. They said nice and clear. Nice and clear. Yes.
We're in a wealth exchange.
We're looking on right now.
Keep burning those candles for those of you who got the ritual. Burn the candles. Keep the candles burning. I think we
got
to do some candle magic this year, self-invested too.
Yeah, I think that would be beautiful. We can do some candle magic. I think that'll be great to add to the addition of everything else that we're going to be doing, energy work, you know, and everything that we do.
It's a real wealth exchange. I may have something on the horizon. I actually bought some Just for Men from Walmart, and they had the jet black and the regular black box, so my hair a little blacker than usual, so I might have a little something. Might have a little lawsuit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, how that go, you know? Too fucking black now, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Wearing regular black, not jet black. Yeah.
Not jet black.
How's everybody? What's going on? Yeah. Am I coming through clear?
You are. We're going to double check on that to make sure, but you are coming through clear.
Yeah, so look, this is a message tonight. This is a cosmic message.
Mm.
And it's just as clear as the picture of the James Webb telescope took. You know, see?
Oh, yes. That's right.
Magical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How you feeling today, Ms. Blue? What's going on?
I am better and better. That's my new feel. But I will tell you this, that James Webb telescope, the picture it took, it reminded me, you know how we look through a clear quartz crystal? And when you look through a clear quartz crystal, it sort of gives off that light where you can see all of the reflections of the light. That's what it looked like. It looked like someone took a geode, like a clear quartz geode, and shined some light in the dark. And that light just sort of reflected itself outward and just sparkled everywhere.
When you talk about amazing, simply beautiful, it's like for real. I have never seen something so photoshopped in my life. I mean, that's like the best photoshopped shit I've ever seen, to be honest. But we're going to talk about that later.
We're
going to talk about that.
But, yeah, it has been, in essence, it was photoshopped. But here's something that I thought was so crazy, Brother Bilal. They actually showed the people who go in and sort of what they call color code. They use blue, red, and green. And they go in and create an image. And they take those images and they put color to it. I mean, they showed it. They showed it.
We're going to get there tonight because we got to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got to talk about that. And look, it's connected to the Hermetic Law. As above, so below.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that later. But what else is good?
Everything is good.
I tell you one thing. Pay attention because this is a pivotal year. This is a very pivotal year. And, when I tell you it's about the soul family and we being here for each other right now is so important.
Yes, indeed.
And just make sure you make the investment in yourself, no matter what the investment is. Make sure you become self-invested. And we're not talking about the self-invested with teaching. We're talking about make the investment in yourself. Buy your children a book. Buy yourself a book. Buy yourself, gotcha. Buy you a camera, take a picture of the stars like the Hubble. You know what I'm saying? Just do something.
That's right.
Yeah, do something that you want to do for you. It's time to do that now.
It really is. It really is. More than ever, this is the time, like you said, Brother Bilal, to become self-invested and to love on yourself. But do something really get you out of your comfort zone. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, there's a lot of loving on yourself because I saw Adam and Eve's stock went up. That's the fantasy toys. So they loving on themselves already. But we want you to make an investment in yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about that kind of loving on yourself. I'm talking about love.
Let's get into this message tonight. Right. Let's get into this message tonight. What's good, everybody? So look. All right, let's kick this thing. Are we ready?
Oh yeah.
So check this out. And this is always the good question. This is always that looking forward to something, right? Mm-hmm. Because the question this evening, as the title of the show, what's next? What's next? So what's next is one of the most asked questions once you bring something to a closing. Once you cross the finish line, we complete something, it brings this question, whether that be relationship, getting a job, getting a new home, getting an apartment, getting a car, getting a lesson, getting the spiritual insight you was after, getting a new channel of information, getting a revelation on the latest dream and your interpretation. Still, after that, what's next? And then Ms. Blue would be like, now what? And we want you to know someone, something, and even places are always coming. You have to, what we call, be patient for the what next to show up. But it's what's next.
Oh, yes.
Now look, have anyone ever heard someone say, I wonder what's next in my life? I wonder what my next chapter is. I wonder what that next level is. What's after this, right? What's after this, right? What's next? Simple. Back to work. Back to the drawing board. And Ms. Blue, We really don't stop until we exit this existence.
Absolutely. And if you can touch on this, Brother Bilal, when we talk about what's next, we're not talking about just chasing money.
Mm-mm-mm.
We're talking about something greater than that. This is really something at a soul level. Because this is where the greatest wealth is going to come from anyway. You know,
right.
We talked about wealth exchange is now. And so many people have been on the other side of that wealth exchange and what is next. Think about when the pandemic first happened and how many people made the decision to say, what's next? Walked away from their jobs or worked at places that shut down, that closed. We cannot forget so many people lost their homes, lost their lives, lost their loved ones, their family members. So that what next question is really something to provoke you at a soul level to get involved in you. It's a calling.
There you go.
It's
now
a calling.
Talking.
It's a calling
now
from within. It's a calling. So when we say what's next, it's your next DIY project, not necessarily.
Right. No, but you know what? I'm glad you said that, Ms. Blue, because I think we don't want to take for granted that everybody understands what we're talking about. And you know, so many people have been here for a while, but we're talking about the internal growth. We're talking about where do I dig for the next lesson inside of myself? Where do I uncover and look at a different aspect of myself? Where do I wake a different side of myself up at? You know, like,
yeah.
What's the next thing I'm going to grow on? Because, see, it's coming down to interest, like we told everyone, because energy follows interest. And when people get bored and say, damn, I wonder what's next. What's next is the latest interest. You have to understand the interest rate, because at the rate that you are looking to grow internally, outside cannot grow if the inside doesn't as well. So as above, so below. I mean,
That's right. You're
constantly chasing the next thing or the next piece of cotton or paper or money, what would you even do with it anyway? That's why most of it is not even coming, because you haven't settled on what you even want to do with it. So
we're always
talking about the internal, the inside of what's next.
That's right.
Never the outside.
Never the outside.
That's why you never stop working.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
You retire once you leave this existence.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
when retirement is.
That's right.
Right? So think about being on a road trip. Look at life as this journey, right? You know how we always say we're on a journey, we're on a road trip. But you
That's
know
right.
when we get low on gas, we have to take the next exit.
That's right. That's right.
Do you see how close the word next, N-E-X-T, close to exit, E-X-I-T?
That's right.
Do you see how close that is? So when we're running low, when we're looking to get to the destination, we're talking about what exit are we taking? Because we are always looking to arrive. And long as we driving in what we call life, at some point you're going to have to gas up. That's no doubt.
That's right. Period.
Right. Now,
that's right.
Which exit are you getting off on?
That's right.
Rest stop are you taking?
That's right.
I mean, even the Bible basically say on the seventh day he rests, so even God in the Bible rests.
That's right.
Think about that.
It has to be a rest. Has to be. The most important part of music is the pause.
Yes.
Is the rest.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So when you're low on gas, just as being low on energy, do you take the next exit?
That's right.
Which, when we're looking to answer this question for yourself, remember, this is universal lessons. These are universal lessons. So what we are sharing could be applied across the board.
For everything.
See, it's certain things you can't even charge for. If you pay attention, because everyone gets to the point, what's next?
That's
and the first clue to what's next is in this word exit. It's in the word exit. Because remember how we talk about signs and symbols? Well, exit is a sign, just like every business has to have an exit sign.
That's right. That's right.
Very important, because even, Ms. Blue, when we're talking about exit, we're talking about the act of going away, right?
That's right. That's right.
When you're talking about exit, you're talking about a way out. You're talking about a departure.
Mm-hmm.
Even death itself is an exit. When you
Absolutely.
Say departed.
That's right.
It's an exit sign.
Exit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exit. And look, you could exit, right?
That's
itself.
Right.
Because look, X marks the spot. Exit,
that's right.
Right? Because,
that's right.
See, when we're talking about what's next, everybody looking for a little excitement, which is the EX, because the X is a word that speaks to excitement. So words
That's
like excitement, explosion, experience, executive,
mm-hmm.
ex-
expensive excellence all deal with exit.
That's right.
And so when you're looking for what's next, you got to know where you are, what's your location. This is not talked about all the time because many people are ashamed of the location they are in.
That's right.
But
that's
no
right.
one could pick you up if no one know where you are.
That's right. That's right.
No one could pick you up if no one knows where you are.
That's right.
What
right.
exit do I take to get to you? Don't send me to the wrong exit.
That's right. That's right.
So look, you're talking about a way out, right? But remember, even with Exodus, because we're talking about the EX is very important to knowing what's next. That's why the EX is in the center of it, right? So when we're talking about a verbal exchange, EX, a verbal expression, examination, the excursion we are on. So that's just like going to catch a flight, though. You're departing.
That's right. That's right. And we need to know what your location is. Imagine if you're at the airport and you don't tell what side. Are you boarding or are you exiting? Are you departing? You know how pissed off somebody going to be if they at the wrong location waiting.
Yeah, you know what's funny, though? You know what's funny? You know what's comical, for real? On this planet, are we entering a spiritual awakening?
Oh, yes. For sure we are. We've known this for quite a while, Brother Bilal, and that's something you talked about when everyone was saying we are entering into the age of Aquarius. And you came on and said, listen, we're not going into the age of Aquarius. Are we headed that way? Absolutely. Are we entering that? Not so much. But I digress. Some people will be entering it.
Right.
But
right.
we are
right.
really moving towards a spiritual revolution. And really, if you...
What's the name of the cheapest airline?
Spirit. Spirit.
Is that by coincidence? How was
Not
your
at
name?
All.
The chief principle of the universe.
Something so.
Come on.
Something so powerful, spirit, and make it the laughing stock of the airway.
You think that's coincidence?
When someone say, I found you a flight on Spirit.
And when you say, I don't fly Spirit.
I don't
fuck
fly.
With Spirit. But what are you telling yourself? Conscious. It's deep. It's deep.
That's right.
Oh, it's
that's
deep.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's deep. It's deep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some real hell of a
stuff. Oh my goodness! Wow.
And so exit has a lot to do with what's next.
That's right.
Because when you're looking for what's next, you got to find the exit sign.
Right.
Which the word exit is in next. There you got this I in between the E.
Mm-hmm.
E
mm-hmm.
and X. You got exit right there.
That's right.
See,
you know, that.
Once you learn these things, go ahead
and do. No, I was going to say that's so crazy that Spirit Airlines is the cheapest and the laughing stock of the airways, and they painted it bright yellow. But in Florida, they just got a new train system called the Bright Line, and it's bright yellow. It looks like it is the train version of what Spirit is. It's called Bright Line. And let me tell you, they got VIP everything. You could literally take a VIP trip from Miami all the way to West Palm Beach, and eventually they're going to be going to South Florida and stopping right by all other places throughout Florida. And they have VIP sections in and outside of the rail system. You don't want to know how many billions of dollars Brightline cost.
Wow. Wow. I tell you one thing. I was talking to one of my brothers, and we was talking about that Spirit Airlines and how subliminally in the subconscious, like you taking it in. And he was like, God damn, I never looked at it like that. You know what I'm saying? So when he came in for Essence, he flew on Spirit, and he said he had a girl change her baby diaper right in the seat, right? And she didn't go to the bathroom, like, and put it right there under the seat. He said, man. Right. But look, Miss Blue,
exit is the first sign, right? The first sign and symbol, and look what the next sign and symbol is. It's this word called nexus.
N-E-X-U-S. Kind of like the first company Steve Jobs started with the cube. I believe that was called Nexus of that, you know. And then we used to have, before we had Sprint, when Sprint, for those of you old phone company back in the day, and I even worked for Sprint for a short period of time, but they had a company called Nextel. And they used to have the bees, the chirp, where you could chirp. Yeah. Kind of reminded me of that.
But look. See, you know, you never think about these words and where they're pulling these words from, right? So you got the N-E-X, right? What's the next? But what's in, we call nexus, right? But look what look what a nexus is. It's a connection. It's a connection linking two or more things together.
That's right.
Let me explain this, right? The nexus is the core of the center of the connection. So it's a bond. You know how you say your word is bond? It's a knot, right? It's the yoke. It's the
it really,
link in between.
It really is. Even it's a link between Canada and the United States border. So for those who live Canada, it's the custom agreement between Canada's border agency and the United States custom border. It's protection. It's a trust for travelers, and it's called Nexus. And it's literally an agreement between, it's the pre-screening that you must go through when you are leaving Canada and entering into the United States or vice versa.
So any person that gets to the point and you ask yourself, what I wonder what's next what's on the horizon, right? Look, nexus is one of the clues. So the N-E-X, like in next, you got nexus, right? So the nexus of an apple is the core of the apple, which is different from the stem, which is different from the skin of the apple, which is different from the meat, which is the fruit of the apple. You got to go to the core. You got to go to the core where the seeds are, because this is where the life is continual. So what that mean? You got to go to the core, your center, on why you even started your journey. Just like most people, like I'm on my spiritual journey now. Was that just by way of you just leaving and rebelling against the church? Because that's always going to bring you back to the church.
That's right.
See,
that's right.
You have to stop doing things out of reaction and rebellion, because whatever you're reacting and rebelling to still rules it, still rules you, because it's the cause of why you did it.
That's right. That's right.
You got to go to the nexus, which is the bond, which is the central point, which is the real connection, because the nexus is a connection of linking two or more things together.
Mm-hmm.
It's the central point. So you got to get to the central point. The central point for everyone is what the Egyptians, what everyone left on the temple walls. Know thyself. The center of everyone is the self. So we are seeking the knowledge of the self. And when you understand the knowledge of the self, you would know the knowledge of yourself.
That's right.
That's our link. That's our connection. That's our bond. That's all of our central points. That's what makes all of us connected to each other. It's the knowledge of this self, this internal self. That's the nexus always. And you always should be asking yourself, where am I? Why am I doing this? You understand? You got to build this relationship with the self. That's the second clue. We good?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's good. Yes.
All right. And we have one more clue. We'll give the third clue right here. And the third clue speaks to, well, this is where they get the name of the vehicle, Lexus, from, right? But the Lexus is speaking to the lexicon. Mm, The lexicon. The Lexus. The Lexus. Which look, the Lexus is a morpheme of language, right? So it's like a dictionary, right? It's the vocabulary of the language of the individual, because each person is reading from a particular book. So each person has their own unique lexicon.
That's right.
Your lexicon is your language. It's the book,
that's right,
your vocabulary of your language. That's what makes you unique. Each one have a unique lexicon. Miss Blue, do you know who Superman Nemesis was? Lex.
Luthor.
You made that shit up. Lex,
Luthor. That's right. His lexicon.
Lexicon. Which look, each person have their own word book. Each person have their own vocabulary, right? Each person constructing their world with words. So we have a word problem.
That's right.
What is your mental lexicon? Some of the real pocket knife. A real pocket knife is a dictionary.
Yeah.
You have to make your words your sword. How you talk.
That's right.
And I challenge each person just to use one word. If you master one word. Now, that's some real shit. If you master, understand, learn one word, because remember that word is going to split into synonyms, so it's going to be more words. There's different dialects of that one word. If you master one word, you master all trillion of the same.
That's
because
right.
It's only one word.
That's right.
And all you have to do is master one word. Pick you a word and build from that one word. So it was something that stuck out to me when the words started talking to me, right, Ms. Blue? And
yes.
I was watching all these movies and watching these analogies, and I was like Jack and the Beanstalk. I saw Jack and the Beanstalk, and then I thought about the hydraulic jacks that the Egyptians use. I'm like, God damn, you know what I'm saying? So just looking at a movie, then Jack Reacher, all these jacks, right? Like, well, hold on. What is this Jack in the Box I grew up with?
Didn't
you grow up playing Jack in the Box?
Oh, yes.
Remember Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box. I do remember Jack in the Box. With the toy in the
inside. Yeah, and you keep spinning and Jack pop out the damn box.
That Jack too.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
That's right.
Right?
Jack and Jill.
The Jack and the Deck of Cards. Yeah, Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm.
The Jack and the Deck of Cards, Miss Blue 21, was Black Jack.
That's right.
I mean, you know, and it just, I was like, okay, where are all these Jacks? But even think about the Jackal.
That's
Michael
right.
Jack, Yellow Jack Beans, Cracker Jack, Jack Daniels, Cracker Barrel. Because the Cracker Jack led into the Cracker Barrel, but you're talking about Jack Daniels, Jack Kennedy. His
mm-hmm.
wife was Jackie O'Neill. I was like, Jack Nicholson played the Joker. Where are all these Jacks?
Where did Jacks come
and
from?
And why is Jack so important? Jesus rode into town on a jackass? Which was the modern day car at that time, not people getting carjacked. Jack Arnold. And I was like, what's up with all these Jacks? And then it hit me, Miss Blue.
New Jack City.
Damn, I ain't think about that. New Jack City. Ain't that some shit? But guess what? Guess what it's all about, Miss Blue?
Yeah.
It's about when the little girls was playing this game.
That's right. The Jack and
the
Ball.
What the game is.
Jacks.
Huh? Jacks.
Yes. Jacks.
Look, the ball, they were picking up stars.
That's right. I used
and
to
the
play.
Rubber
I
ball.
Still have it. I still
the
have
rubber
it.
Ball was the earth. It was the globe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The ball was a spear. It was the earth. It was a planet picking up stars. Because the globe is the head. It is your globe.
That's right.
Because
that's
even
right.
The meaning of Jack by name, the name of Jack means God is gracious. Because Jack derived from the name John.
That's right. That's right.
Hold on. The meaning of Jack means God is gracious, but the name Jack derived from the name John, which is a disciple, which is John in the Bible, the disciple, but John is a Jack in a spiritual sense. So Jack is really a nickname to John.
So it's really John of all trades, not Jack of all trades.
John of all trades. All trees, right? But what happened when a person needs to use the John?
They get jacked if it's not in a good place.
So when you learn these things, it opens so many other doors to look at. So as we talking about even having all these different names on the Lexus and your lexicon on how all the words just split into other words. So if we speaking of this subject, what's next? We speaking of going beyond.
That's right.
We speaking of going to what's next? Beyond the signs
beyond.
And symbols that's being presented by us, Ms. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
But Ms. Blue. I mean, a few days ago, we were just presented with a 13 billion light year away pictures from NASA.
Oh, yes.
Which was so important that the President of the United States announced it.
Mm-hmm.
Announced such a finding, which is the newest version of the July 16, 1969 moon landing. When man stepped foot on the moon, they had a race to the moon, and they stuck a flag in it. Now to hold claim to have a cosmic view to discover a different galaxy, all kind of galaxies, stars from all
That's
other
right.
dimensions, right? Clusters of stars, magnificent visions of stars. As above, so below.
That's right.
Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
See, because
yes.
Because beyond real is absolute.
That's
as
right.
Above,
so below.
Are we in agreement that is an absolute?
Oh, yes.
As above, so below. So if that's the absolute reality, how can the above be so beautiful and the below, which I am witnessing with my own eyes? You see how beautiful those pictures are?
Oh, yeah.
As above, so below. So how could the below be hatred, discrimination, poverty, murder, mass shooting, women getting treated like shit, war, no human rights, homeless? As above, so below. Homelessness? Jesus said, a fox have a hole, the bird have a nest, and the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. So how can you tell me? How can you tell me that we could spend $1 trillion to go take a picture of outer space and you have people homeless? And see, when you wake up to such an intelligence, it starts to move you in a different way. Because see, as majestic and wonderful as it is, but how insignificant do it make you feel to know you had nothing to do with it? Anyone ever been to a Beyonce concert? Have anyone ever went to a Mary J. Blige concert?
Oh, yes.
Was taking a picture of them at the concert make you great? Taking a picture of those stars, did it make you great? To take a picture of something that already exists without your doing a knowing.
Keep your eye on the prize. The wealth exchange, if it's Photoshop or not, it don't matter. But what we have to do is start treating each other right. We could just be kind to each other. We could assist each other. That's why we did that G-shot, that G-spot call with the ritual to bring some wealth in. To transform your life, it's for all of us. So as we talk about the awakening, what's next? As we talking about being your authentic self, being totally true to yourself, what's next? The Renaissance, mental and spiritual, what's next? Mastering your vibration, what's next? Is no way in the world you could tell me a picture from outer space changes everything when nothing is changing below. It's bullshit. So if one of us fucked up, all of us fucked up. I don't care how you want to see it. If one person doing bad, all of us doing fucking bad. Because if we're not looking to figure out a solution on how to assist and pull each other up, what's next? What's next? It's like we're playing games with each other. And tonight is that call of action. Let's start looking out for each other for real. Stop hiding your hand with this underlying hidden agenda. Be real with yourself. Be real with yourself. Be real with the people around you. Yeah, I didn't mean to get too serious. I mean, I still got that Just for Men on me. I ain't want to get too jet black. But no, that's real talk, Ms. Blue, because you can't spend $1 trillion on some shit we can't use a witness. And come on now.
So, you know, a lot of it, like you said, is your distractions.
You're breaking up, Ms. Blue. What you say?
Is this better? Can you all hear me now? Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I want to make sure you all hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're
still
good.
Breaking up? Oh,
a little,
am I?
The more you talk, it clears up.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of it has to do with our perception.
Hmm.
And not letting other people tell us what it's supposed to mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because many of you people have been doing the work, we know that we exist far beyond what they say at this time. I mean, let's face it, we are living in the world where we're fighting for our history to be told correctly.
Right. That's right.
Are we trying to move people forward, and we can't take African Americans who were in North America and move them beyond slavery? We don't want to teach that to our children in school. But you want me to believe that you have a telescope that can take you thousands and thousands of years.
13 billion light years away.
Well, all they had to do was come check with us, any of us, 8 million of us, on Planet Remix, and we could have shown them that view from our perception a long time ago. In fact, if they would have just listened to our ancestors, and they could have went to the north, they could have went to the south and the east and the west, and we could have saved ourselves billions of trillions of dollars. Not that that is not an important exploration, but we have to start something on planet Earth that we try to teach children to do, and that is prioritize and put things in their order of importance. And so I think it was beautiful that they have spent the last decade getting a glimpse of something, because someone had a hope, someone had something inside of them. And then the adverse side of this, while we're telling you, do not take your eye off the prize, because having that vision come true, that was a whole soul group that came just to do that. And so in essence, what they're telling you is they are now asking themselves, what's next?
What's next?
So if you're sitting around being bedazzled by sparkles in the sky and you are not moving forward on your what's next, get ready to pull over. Get ready to put your exit sign. Put your four ways on, because you're going to have to start exiting soon. So when you see this, you have to begin to start understanding. They're all signs and symbols that we all need to really be about our business of growing up on planet Earth, because soul groups come back to activate certain things on the planet. And many of us, we have the doors open when it comes to the safety of our children. We have left the door unmanned when it comes to the safety of our women and our family. We have left the door open when it comes to supporting and caring for our men. We have left the door open when it even comes to our water and food supply. We have left the gate unguarded even when it comes to taking care of something so precious as air. As air. So I looked at it, Brother Bilal, as a beginning to an end. I am so glad they were able to do this because it's going to be a long time before this becomes the hot topic. Before this becomes a hot topic again.
What's next?
What's next?
Janet Jackson, huh? What have you done for me lately?
That's right. What have you done for me lately? Very well said, Brother Bilal. Very well said.
No, let's look out for each other down here, you know. Let's do that first.
We have to do that. We get so fascinated about, you know, even when it comes to, yes, we need to pay reverence. We need to respect and honor those who came before us. But we have to be about the business of living. We have to be just as vigilant in our living as we are fascinating with things that will take us away from where we've all committed to being, which is here which is here, which is very much alive and very much well. And contrary to popular belief, you were not sent here to be placed in hell. And if your life is not going according to where you can find some joy, where you can find an opportunity to express who you are and create and manifest and bring something greater to yourself and to the world, then you're out of balance, period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. But don't get slighted. No, even if you're laying on the couch, even if you're sitting at home, you are still a magnificent, powerful being. You still are. It doesn't change who you are. But you have an opportunity to ask the question before the question is proposed to you. What's next? You can ask that question. Don't allow life to put you in a position where you have no other choice but to ask what's next.
Right. You don't want to be forced into your next move. Not a good
no,
move.
You don't. You not don't want move. To be forced. But this is the time that we can look out for each other. You have an experience. You have insight. You have a uniqueness that is only you, that is unique, authentic to you, and to share that with the world. Because self-love, when you really have it, then you want to put that love out into the world your way.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It truly is a cosmic connection. Connection.
It is.
It really
and
is.
And we're all part of that connection because we are
That's
all
right.
connected. We
That's
are
right.
all connected.
That's right. That's right. Look at the blue room.
Yeah.
Powerful.
It's good, everybody.
It is a packed house, well over 200 in the blue room. Alone. Let's get those likes up as well, you guys. We can take some calls if you want, Brother Bilal. We can open up and take some calls. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're working with the new setup here. Just give us a minute, or at least I should say, give me a minute. Yeah, give us a minute to kind of get into the groove of this. And but we know, as always, you guys come here because this is soul food for us. We come here. This is our breaking news. This is our CNN. This is the headline news that's here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to go to the phone lines. Let me.
Remember that trifecta, too. The trifecta is the word exit, nexus. And lexicon.
I love it. Yep. So we're going to go to the phone lines. 515-605-9794 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line if you want to come on and speak to Brother Bilal and myself. We're going to go, and I'm just going to kind of jump around here. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 7739. 7739, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Who's on the line?
Hey, Ms. Blue. It's Crandon out of Memphis, Tennessee. How y'all doing?
Good. What's your name
again? Brother.
Crandon.
Greetings, Crandon. Yeah. Is this your first
ma'am.
Time calling me?
No, ma'am. I actually spoke with you.
Don't sound like it.
I have the privilege of speaking with you before. A few months ago, I joined into the Blue Room, and I was on the call line, and I had the privilege.
Okay. Well, beautiful. I don't mean no harm, but you guys, those who have been here for a
that
while,
was the brother
you
with
know.
The powerful quote, huh? What's your quote? That wasn't the brother with the quote? What's your quote was?
What's that? My quote.
I thought you out the
And I thought you had a quote when you called.
You said my quote, brother Blau.
No,
greetings,
brother. Yeah, something you said. Huh? What was up, my brother?
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
I
was trying to remember who you were. I know it's a lot of people calling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure,
but
for
I don't
sure.
What's good with it, though? What's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's good my way, man. I'm feeling the whole cosmic energy, man. I'm full of energy. I come into space
good.
Full of energy, man. Full of energy. Miss
Blue. Check this out. This is what I checked for you. But look, I got something for you, and you could work on it as you're speaking. To balance your what's next off for you is your lexicon. It's the words you're speaking. Life
okay.
and death is in the power of your tongue. Be very
That's
conscious
right.
of the words you speak. Because remember, even words with the S on the other end is a sword. So your lexicon
okay.
has to improve and just be mindful and conscious of your words. Go ahead.
I accept that. I accept that wholeheartedly. Brother Blau, let me ask you, are you feeling with a certain group of people I should watch, or are you just speaking in general? Use the word watch myself, be very conscious of, you know, my conversations with myself, or is it my conversations with other people? Because my fight is kind of with myself. I put up a fight with myself, you know.
That's always with yourself, but remember, people around us are mirrors of ourselves. Because how else would you see each other
right.
except the people around you? The people are mirrors. Just be, and I'm going to put it out there, be conscious of your agreements. Be slow
agreement.
To agree on things. Yes, that's what's
okay.
been fucking you.
Let me ask you this, Brother Blau. Do you feel as though, since you're diving right in this, brother, I got to catch you on this flight. Do you feel as though, am I unconsciously being agreeing to certain things that my spirit disagrees
yes.
with? Am I doing this unconsciously?
Very yes, you
okay.
are. It's a subconscious thing. It's subtle. And it's
okay.
subtle agreements.
I didn't say subconsciously. I said unconsciously. As though
yeah,
I'm
no, you're
not
doing,
realizing
you're doing it
I'm not aware.
You're doing it.
Right.
But remember,
right,
subconscious
right.
is unconscious.
Okay.
Subconscious
okay.
is. And
okay.
look, it could be as subtle as you having a conversation with someone and you kind of don't agree with what they're saying. It's like, and you say, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
You're agreeing with the shit.
My spirit is agreeing with
it. You need to shut
it.
The fuck up
Where?
And be like, you know, I don't know if I can take that in, because as you agree with it, you're taking it into your system. It's
yeah.
as subtle
yeah,
as
kinda,
that. It's that
yeah,
subtle.
Kind of shut that down. I can shut their plan
down. And
that's
a subconscious thing. Yeah, exactly.
I can feel that. I accept that.
Pay attention to your agreements. They're real subtle. You need to be conscious of the words coming out of your mouth. It's going to start off slow because you're going to be, like, paying attention to what you're saying, but it's going to speed
That's
up.
Right.
But I'd rather you do that and stay out of a bunch of shit, destroying your own shit, and, you know, it'll eventually balance itself out. But just be conscious and mindful of your words. Yeah,
man,
the kind for sure. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
And so you're agreeing right now. So good thing I'm sincere on what I'm telling you. And see, this is another reason why me and Miss Blue work so hard just to get the trust from you guys, because people plant seeds on you, but that fuck you up. You kind of get what I'm saying? So, you know, so thanks for trusting us. And, you know, we'll most definitely give you things that's going to work and build you.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Like big time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Mm. I agree with that. I accept that. I accept that wholeheartedly. I accept that. I appreciate that. That kind of relates back to what Miss Blue had just mentioned. We have to be careful with what we're doing. We have to. She mentioned we have to be real careful with what we're doing, how we're doing things, because we can shipwreck ourselves.
Mm-hmm. No, she right here. You right
about
here, Miss Blue. Let me say she's
yes,
like,
yes,
yeah.
yes.
Miss Blue. Miss Blue, the spiritual cosmic mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Oracle. Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, we going to let Brother Blau talk at first all the time. I get all the accolades.
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Blue.
get them nice.
I call them Dr. Blue. You know.
That's what I'm talking about.
When I listen to you, Miss Blue, I don't know if anybody ever told you how peaceful and how subtle your voice is.
I dial in
most nights on a Thursday, Friday night. I just grab my pillow, I turn on the fan, and I just fall asleep to your voice.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. Because it really shows that your subconscious mind is taking over from your conscious mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of internal work with myself. I try to, you know,
yeah.
from your teachings, you know, I try to do a lot of mm-hmm. Lately I've been peeling back the layers of myself. I've noticed, like, I've been able to observe myself, you know. Yes, ma'am. I've been able to kind of step back because, you know, and it relating to because of your lectures, you know, that I can dive into. I've been able to, you know, take a step back. And lately I've been in this observation state with myself, and I've been able to observe how I react towards certain things, you know, how I receive certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And doing those exercises, it kind of brought up the question, you know, as I'm observing, and then later on it brings up the question, well, who am I? You know, who are mm-hmm. you really? You know, because you are what you're taking mm-hmm. in. You are your environment. You are what you hear. You know, you are what you
see.
Well,
not exactly. Let me stop you. Not exactly.
Okay. Okay.
But.
Well, coming from my perspective, from, you know, somebody being so much caught up in the world.
Well, yeah, I hear you, but I hear that you're listening, but I don't know that you really get it. And I tell you this, of course, with love, and that is, you're saying you got it, but then you say you're caught up in the world. Everything that you're saying, you're sort of backtracking on, and this is what Brother Bilal was bringing to your attention about your words. Because what's happening right now is you're people-pleasing, because that kind of takes the heat off of you. And I do thank you for the kind words that you said, because I truly know that they did come from a very honest place within you. But I also will tell you this, that nice, this is something my father always taught me. Nice is an option. And I'm not telling you not to be nice, but I'd rather have your honesty than you just trying to be nice. Because I promise mm-hmm. you here, I don't know about anywhere else, it's not going to change what we say and what we do. We're not moved by that. So what is your real question tonight?
My real question, I came mm-hmm. in this space with questions, but now I don't really have any questions, Miss Blue.
I'm going to stop you. Do you have a question? Number one, you said no. You had questions, but you don't. So then tell me now, what are you requesting? And we can move from here. See, I want to show you how this works, because I'm very present with you, energy, and what you initially came on here to do. So I'm listening.
Yes, ma'am. Well, since you are already there, I'm just going to ask you to continue on it and kind of, well, at this point, Ms. Blue, I need somebody to be totally 100% truly and raw with me.
Okay. Well, we always give you that. You just sometimes misunderstand the sound or the dialect or who it's coming from. But I always give you that.
Ma'am.
Brother Bilal give you that. So this is why I
That's
say,
true.
What is your question? What is your question. We don't give lip service here. That's not what we do.
Right, right.
So you want someone to be honest with you, you have to start with you, because you're not being honest with yourself.
With myself.
That's right. Right.
I might be asking for assurance. I might be asking for somebody to, I don't know.
Whatever it is, you cannot be in Wonderland within you. What's the question? Come on, you got it.
Be very assertive.
Mm-hmm.
You saying, Ms. Blue, are you saying be very assertive? Don't.
No,
just be honest about what your question is.
Ask your question. Why are we doing all this tap dancing? I know why. Because you're in people-pleasing mode. You're in people-pleasing mode. And I'm telling you to get out of it. And if we had enough time, well, I won't do that. That's not nice. So I'm not going to do it. But go ahead. We're listening.
No. I accept that. I appreciate that. I really do. Ms. Blue, my question is, how do I, I'm trying to use the right words here. How do I take control of my own vehicle? How do I get myself out of this loop? How do I turn all the tables, all the wheels to work, not in my favor, but how do I get them to align and work for me? How do I get myself, how do I break this loop? I'm stuck. It's this loop I'm broken. I wish I can use the word.
We hear it. No. Trust me. We got it. We got it. We see the loop. We hear the loop. We hear it.
Yes,
now, once you know, it's a place we've all been. But the first thing you have to do is you have to surrender to yourself. Surrender. Surrender to yourself, and despite what you might have been told, there's nothing wrong with you. If you slow down, if you take a moment to really express yourself and be honest, see, you've been so used to bullshitting and shucking and jiving. And I'm not saying that negative, because your personality has gotten you into a lot of places, but it couldn't keep you there. And that's your real question. So I want you to understand that what you said to me on the surface, it seemed like it was a compliment. But deep down inside, you're really showing me that you don't have any respect for somebody who has personality. Because you know your personality has not kept you. But I want you to know I'm more than a personality. We all are. And you too are more than a personality. When you can be honest with Camden about really where you are, and I thank you for being honest about where you are with Brother Bilal and myself right now, all of us here, because truly you're lost. And until you can be in the position where you truly invest in Camden, you're going to stay in this loop and you're going to stay in this cycle. You have got to get serious about you. You're serious about a whole lot of things that ain't got nothing to do with you. Now it's time to grow up and get serious about what you want to be in this world. So
yes,
when
ma'am.
You ask a question and you say, who am I? You are not being funny. Now, you may talk some hot stuff people who know you, but you really don't know who you are because you've been so busy trying to be everything but you. And you got to get serious about finding out about yourself. So that's going to require that you listen, because you have a listening problem.
That's
someone's
true.
Talking, you're already in your head trying to figure out how you going to answer what they said. And in essence, it's turned you into a parrot. You're just repeating back to them what they just said to you. So you love it when people talk first.
Right.
So you can repeat what they said. I mean, if you were in college, you would be have your master's, your PhD by now, because you certainly can remember and repeat. And I need you to get outside of your comfort zone, go take a class, learn something. I'm not saying you got to join Self-Invested. We don't never require that. But invest in yourself. Whether it's a book, like Brother Bilal talked about earlier, go take a Qigong class because you're way too much in your head. Go get with Brother Wayne Chandler or somebody. Take a class in something and close your mouth. And ask Camden when you're done. Camden. How do you say it? Cam?
It's Crandon.
Ask Crandon, what does he think for real? And then have the intestinal fortitude to tell yourself a real answer. You've been bullshitted your whole life. Your daddy bullshitted you. Your mama lied to you. It's time to stop it. It's time to stop it. So you know I'm not guessing. I'm reading your Akashic record. And I'm telling you, because this week, and we don't have many more days in this week, you're going to have some opportunities to level up. So don't bullshit yourself. Don't bullshit yourself. Yeah.
That's right. And man up at that. Miss Blue, one thing I feel the need to elaborate on a little bit is when I talk about my spiritual season now. When I had the opportunity to, you know, set back quarter layers back, kind of self-identify myself.
Stop it. I'm going to stop you. I'm going to help you help yourself. You've been in a spiritual season since you've been born. Please stop it. You were born spiritual. You've been born spiritual. There is, you're not going to, when I say spiritual, you are a spiritual being. Every day of your life since you've been on earth has been a spiritual season. Stop it. You got to do the work talking. And I want you to stop. There's nothing wrong with you. And you don't have anything to prove here. We all are holding you to the same accountability that we hold ourselves. We think you're fantastic. We know you're amazing. We know you're divine. And we know that you have a purpose in this world. And we know that you will do everything to live up to being your very best version of you. We don't require that here.
Yes, ma'am.
So what were you going to say?
You require a different type of work? What are the tools that I use?
What are you getting ready to tell us about a spiritual season? You said you've been listening. That's why I told you. You're not listening.
Okay.
You ain't listening. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go back, work on you, go back, check out the remix. Brother Bilal gave out steps tonight, and now you asking me what kind of requirements do we have here? We don't have any.
No, no, ma'am. That's not my question. No, ma'am.
My question.
My question is: Should I be using some type of tools? Should there be an instrument?
And let me tell you why, because you're not open to hear. You done played with every tool under the sun. Now you're going to ask me, what tool should you be using? The tool called invest in yourself. Spend some quiet time with you so you can get to know you. Tools are amazing, but they only come to life when you come to life. So before you go to sleep, I want you to write down three things that you love about you and sleep on that and think coming on. Peace and love.
Yes, ma'am. Peace and love. I love you, Miss Blue.
Love you, too. I can't wait till you come back. Work on that. Work on that. Call us back in about 6 months. Yeah. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It's a journey. It's a journey.
It is a journey. We really have to stop, Brother Bilal, honestly, letting people trick us into something is required to be spiritual.
Right.
We cannot allow ourselves to fall for that. Because whose standard of spirituality are you living up to?
Right.
Yeah.
And so then you start developing the sound. I want sound spiritual. Then you
get
the look, and I look spiritual. And this, you know,
it just
you got to do is be yourself. That's the most spiritual thing you can do.
The thing you can do is to be you. Know thyself for real. Know thyself. Yeah.
Right.
Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 618-5618. You're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're from. 6185. Going once. Going twice.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Tracy.
Greetings, Tracy.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy. Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Oh, Tracy, what you got? Your headset in your pocket?
No, my phone just raggedy.
Oh. Well, at least you honest.
Yes.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm on this phone.
Oh, well, you're on this phone. You are. This phone, we're giving you a big hug, big love, big hug.
Oh, thank you. And my sister
the phone
said,
already
huh?
broke. Now don't cry on the phone and blow it out. You know.
Can you guys hear me better now?
Yes, we can.
Yeah,
we
real good. I thought you were crying there for a second. I didn't want you to.
I am.
Oh. We got you, baby. We got you back. We got you.
Got you.
Thank
you.
Yes. What's next for you, Tracy?
I want to know a lot of things, but the one thing I want to know is, why don't I have any friends?
Tracy, you don't want me to play the song? Friends?
Yeah. You don't know how good you got it. Nah, Tracy.
No.
Tracy,
you know. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
You know how good you got it, baby. You know how good you got it. But look.
Right.
You got to be friendly to have friends. How you don't have friends? Are you your own best friend?
Yeah.
Sometimes, I guess. Yeah, I mean, like, I try to be my own friend. Like, I hadn't in the past.
You answering your own question, Tracy. How you, hold on. But how you not your own best friend? So would you be talking about yourself behind your back?
No, I'm just saying, like, in my past, I may have not loved myself as much. But now I think I do, to where I am my friend, my own friend.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. But that's not enough for you.
Right.
No, it just seems like people don't like me. Like, they like me, but...
We like you, Tracy. You got two friends right here. Now you got me and Miss Blue,
your friend. You got a friend in me. Yeah, but I have a question for you, Tracy.
What I don't do movie night, though.
Okay.
Wait, Miss Blue.
I got a question, Tracy. What is your definition of a friend?
Um, I guess somebody that I can talk to, hang out with. I have a best friend. We met each other in the ninth grade.
So hold on. You got a friend?
I thought you had a friend.
I mean, we say we're best friends, but we don't like, you know how you kind of like start growing apart from each other. We don't talk that often.
Trey, so people gonna start thinking these prank calls. Yeah, they gonna start thinking it's a prank call.
Trey,
this ain't making sense.
I'm not pranking, but
just let them know it's real.
But you don't even know where I live. I've been living in my apartment where I live now for 6 years. She don't even know where I live.
Let me ask you a question, because I want you to stay focused tonight. We're going to get to the bottom of this. What is your definition of a friend?
I guess someone that I can trust, someone
you
that
get.
I can hang out with.
Hold on,
but
I want you to
someone
be...
that I can, someone that
trust.
I can trust,
mm-hmm.
I can hang out with, and have movie night or whatever. At least once. Once every 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something like that, I understand that the people that I used to be around, we've gotten older. And I recently just lost my job. But I was, like, at that job for 5 years, and I was graveyard. So while I'm up, everybody's asleep. And then when I'm asleep, everybody's, you know, whatever.
So this isn't really about you having friends. This is about you losing your job.
I guess it could be that too.
And
let
me tell you why I say that. Because clearly you identified someone as your best friend. And then you gave us another clue that you were working a shift that was kind of opposite to the people in your life that you did have a connection with. And while you were at work, they were asleep. And when you're at home and up and awake, they were at work. So it made it kind of difficult to build sort of a bond. I'm going to say not impossible, but I do understand how that could be difficult. And so now that you're not working or haven't been working, you want things to kind of go poof. Okay, everyone, Aunt Tracy's available now. Let's hang out. Let's go do stuff. And that's not happening. Is that
no,
what's
because
going
on? No, I've only not been working for like a day and a half. So that's not the case. I just really feel like the people, I only had like two major friends that I would be with. But the one, she just totally cut me off. Like, and it's been over a year now. It was a year in January. So, like, my circle was already small. And then the female that I call my best friend, like I say, we went to school together. But she doesn't even know where I live. And I've been in my apartment for 6 years. And I always cater to her. But she never...
Okay, well, here comes the problem. You've always catered to her. That's why I ask you, what's your definition of a friendship? Those things that you gave me, you did not instill into your friendship. So we teach people how to treat us. And you have taught your best friend how to treat you. In her mind, she feels y'all are best friends. Just like you feel you're best friends. You didn't require anything from her. And she required everything from you. And you did it. So this isn't a problem with them. This is just you recognizing that you require something different going forward when you want to just go and put that tag of best friend on someone or friend. It takes a while sometimes to build a friendship. This is why people connect with their soul group, because we know we have an instant understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So think about the things that you enjoy doing, the things that you like doing that make you, you know, have fun, that you enjoy, the things that you're interested in. And those are some of the things that you can start to build a friendship on. But the first thing you have to do is to be honest enough to say that maybe you don't know what a friend is, and spend some time figuring out how good of a friend have you been to yourself. Because those rules you spit out to Brother Bilal and me, you didn't make any of them applicable in your friendship with someone you call your best friend. So
okay.
What you think friendship is and what you have built your friendship on is the reason why none of this is stable. Because you were people. This must be a people-pleasing night. Because you just pleasing them. And you thought, if I do everything they ask me, then we will be best friends. No, FYI, that's called using.
Right. Well, I thought it's... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, because
go ahead.
No, please. We want to hear.
No, I finally told her that I wasn't coming back over unless it was an emergency. I told her, I said, you don't even know where I live. I mean, she had small kids. She's screaming, hollering the phone. And then, like, when they went on vacation, I eventually told her I didn't hear from her. And I said, well, they went on vacation. You could have came over and spent the night and we hung out. She was like, for real? I'm like, yeah. And she knew this. She been knowing this since we were in high school. I'll be 52 this year, this next month. And so I don't bother her because I feel
right,
like it's not real.
Y'all been friends since elementary school, and she don't know what you see.
Since the ninth grade.
Tracy.
The ninth grade.
Damn.
Tracy.
Wow.
Well, I am excited.
Friend, Tracy.
I feel like I need to do this. I'm going to ring the bell because you have asked the question, whether you are aware of it or not, of what next. I say scratch all of that and just start building your way forward. But you have to start with yourself. You can't ask people to be a best friend to you and you don't even know what that looks like for yourself.
Okay.
Right.
Which means you're not treating yourself well. That's why you didn't even have a clue that this was happening. But you can always come over to Planet Remix, come in the blue room. There are some of the most beautiful beings on the planet in here, and they will make you feel right at home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now,
so
can
you
continue
in the blue
first?
Rung that bell, so she rung that bell so a bell go off in your head, not to come self-invested, no. Some bells got to go off in your head on what's going on here. Those are not your friends.
Yeah, those are not your friends. You know what those are, Tracy?
What?
Oh, Brother Bilal's talking. Hold on. He sounds like he's breaking up or I'm breaking up.
I thought it was you, but yeah, he was breaking up.
You were breaking up, Brother Bilal. Those are associates. They're not friends.
Okay.
Those are associates. Those are people you know.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Go ahead, Brother Bilal, because you were kind of freaking out. Brother Bilal? Maybe he's still...
Well, Ms. Blue, can you go ahead and continue to say what you were going to say about my work situation or something about the people at my job? Were you going to say something about that?
I was just going to tell you. You said you're not working, or are you working?
No, I'm not. I got fired like a day and a half ago.
Yeah, that's what you're really crying about. But I get it. It's good to dump it on the friends. But you're really mad at them people at that job.
I really am.
Yeah, that's what is about. I mean, we're not guessing at this, but you did the same thing there. You're only pissed off because of what sacrifices you made and how you was bending over backwards and it still didn't work.
Mm-mm.
So you
no,
see
yeah,
how this applies. That's it. Collect your unemployment. I hope you're in a state you can get that.
Mm-hmm.
Collect your unemployment. I hope you wasn't over there taking stuff for that best friend. Mm.
You got fired?
Yes.
Oh, shit. What you did? What happened?
The one guy called me a nigga and a bee. And I kind of grabbed him by, the shoulder and was like, you can't just talk to any black person like that. Every black person is not going to
And they fired
that.
You? He didn't get fired?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, Brother Bilal. We got to get all the details. Was this person an employee or customer?
He was my coworker. I worked for Amazon.
You ain't got that. Oh, okay.
Both
of y'all got fired?
I don't know if he got fired. They wouldn't tell me. They called me at home. They woke me up out of my sleep.
This is what I want you to do. You need to go get you a good attorney.
Yeah.
But they said they have a no zero tolerance for touching.
It doesn't matter. Go get you a good attorney.
Wow.
You're stressed.
And whatever attorney you get, don't let them hear you on this show. I tell you that. Don't let them know you're on a remake.
Yeah, please.
Why you saying?
Because they're going to use these words against you.
That's right.
You 52 years old, been waiting on a friend to come over since the ninth grade? Don't let nobody hear no shit. Don't you ever say that again. Ever.
But that's not what I said.
Kiss your ass
and
move on. Yeah, just keep okay. Moving. I know you're saying.
Okay.
That's it. But look, you have a lot of experience. And I promise you, you can go to UPS, FedEx, anywhere and get a job.
Right.
Because I was actually, I'm a CDL driver, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just that I enjoy what I did there because, you know, I just enjoy what I did.
That's fine,
and
you
can
like, do it.
It's like you said, Ms. Blue Day, I did everything to try to, you know, and
yeah, you
they
did
didn't.
Too much. You did too much. Listen.
Yeah, too much.
Too much people pleasing, too much ass kissing, too much yes, ma'am, too much of that. You got to learn how to stand up for yourself. You don't have to be rude.
Right.
You don't have to be violent. But you have to recognize you are the most important person there is. You need to get into some serious self-love. Serious.
Yeah.
Serious
okay.
Self-love. Yeah. Dig into these archives and definitely, you know, work on that. But know that you're in the perfect
mm-hmm.
position because now you're starting anew and you can take all of these
yep.
lessons and experience
okay,
with you and you can build yourself a beautiful life full of people that love you, you loving yourself and loving them the same, period.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to ask you one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out why, like my dad was already married when my mom had me, so he already.
Yeah, that's
had
the one you should have choked. That's the one you should have whipped his ass. Yeah, you beat the wrong one.
He passed away, and
shit.
Then my sister on my dad's side passed away. Their mom passed away, and it's just my brother and I. And I just feel like, I really feel like they held back whatever type of inheritance that I was supposed to get. I really, I just, I feel like I was supposed to get something. Don't know how much or what, but I didn't. And the money that my brother did issue me, he issued it me bits and pieces at a time.
Well, then do this. If you really want to go do that, then all you have to do, because you are one of the heirs, is to get a copy of your father's birth certificate, your parents' birth certificate, and go do your research. That's
okay.
It.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So get a copy of my dad's birth certificate.
Yes. Get a copy of your dad's birth certificate. And you, if you know the state and city where he passed, you can let them know who you are, and they will let you know if you're one of the heirs. But I promise you this, you're worried about a whole lot of things, and a lot of things are coming to the surface. But I promise you, they will become clearer the moment you start making you the most important person in your life.
But you, how do I do that?
Okay, it takes work. You can't try this. You can't try to love yourself. It's like trying to go to work. The first thing you have to do is really sit with yourself for a while and just allow yourself to get to know you. Do something that lifts your spirits and talk to yourself better. You don't have a good conversation with Tracy. You got to upgrade your self-talk. But we have years and years of archives. I want you to dive into those archives. And before you go to sleep tonight, I'm going to give you an assignment. This is a game changer with this energy. Write yourself a love letter. Write a love letter to your 13-year-old self. Write a love letter.
Okay.
Your 13-year-old self, read it before you go to bed, put it in your pillowcase when you go to sleep, and do that for the next 40 days. When you wake up in the morning, every single night you're going to read it, and when you wake up in the morning, that's the first thing you're going to read every day. It's going to help you shift your energy and pick yourself up from when you were 13, because this is when you got off. You know, we've been talking about exits. You took a wrong, like Erica Badu said, somewhere back there, I made a wrong turn.
Well, I have a scar on my face. And
okay.
I got it when I was 11. And I was in Mississippi. And it was a barbed wire fence. And it was dark time. I didn't know it was there. Until my auntie said, "What happened to your face?" I felt a little sting, but I didn't know it was there. And my face was cut wide open. You could see the white meat. And my grandmother told me, she cussed me out. She didn't take me to the hospital. She wouldn't let me call my mom back in Illinois. And so my mom never said a word. She came and seen my face. My mama never said a word to me.
Well, guess what?
She never
what?
Said, I'm stuck.
That's, I know it's a lot, and I promise you, if I could, I'd stay here with you all night. You're going to need to put some investment and time into you. And so this is why I'm telling you to do this, because there's a lot of things that you haven't chance to unpack. And it's okay, because we all have things, right? We all have things that we have to work on. And I don't want you to get yourself so overwhelmed right now. And I'm really sorry. You come from a line of people. I don't want to just say women, because the men are this way, that they were not aware and love and affection wasn't normal in your household. That wasn't given freely. There was something you had to do. You had to please mama in order for you to get love and affection. You had to please your grandmother in order for you to get love and affection. And then it didn't work. But you have the opportunity to change that. And that's why you're here. I really, really know this is why Spirit has allowed you to be able to get through on the line on a time such as now. because this is your time that you really can put all of that behind you. And so do that. Write yourself a love letter.
I just be self-conscious, though. You know, just I forget about my scar. But then sometimes I remember and I just be a little self-conscious.
Of course. But you're still beautiful and still divine. So do that love letter. Start when you're 13.
Okay.
Trust me on this, 40 days, and get in the blue room because you need somebody to talk to. And Brother Bilal and me, we can't stay on here with you for hours, Tracy. We would love to, but we got to
get going. We do love you.
Thank you. I love y'all too.
All right. So everything's going to be all right. Just exhale and relax. Have fun.
Okay.
Have some fun. All right. Peace.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, somebody in the background said, "Thank you, Miss Blue." Did y'all hear that?
Oh.
I don't know who it was, but I heard that. Maybe not the best friend. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 5103. You're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Ilse. I'm calling from the Bay Area, California.
Okay. You said Ilse?
Ilse. Those are my name, Larisha. I've been on here before. I go by Ilse as well.
No. I didn't listen. I really didn't mean it for you to change. I really was trying to make sure, you know, I could hear you.
Yeah.
Ilse just gave it up. That ain't my name. My name.
I was trying to try something new.
All right. Bust yourself. All right.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was.
So you're off the top. Your word is Nexus.
What was that?
In the lesson tonight, we talk about the Nexus, the core, the center. That's what you got to work on.
Oh, my goodness.
Ready yourself
well,
up.
Both are true.
Hey,
both are true.
Good. Okay. What's next for you?
I'm excited to be here. It's been a while. First, thank you. I always want to give thanks for the space. I tune in basically every week. I'm on here listening.
Good.
Very, very thankful. What's next? So there's two things coming up for me. One, Miss Blue, if you could connect me with someone who passed, that would be deeply appreciated. And then the other thing that's been coming up.
You said that would be who? Who would it be?
Deeply. So it would be my cousin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin, my mom, my sister, and my aunt and his sister were present when he transitioned by suicide.
Don't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to tell me everything, there's nothing for me. I mean, that's okay.
Okay.
I got you. You're trying to speed the story up, but I'm going to get there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, what the second question was?
The second question is more so around acceptance.
What are you trying to say? You're dating somebody that don't accept? Say what it is.
No, so like, well, I was trying to make it into a question, but it's something that I've been like meditating on and like. So around acceptance, I'm trying to use my words wisely here. I've been navigating since childhood, around like what is health, and I know there are some genetic dispositions and family trauma and you know, use of food for emotional.
Bottom line
self love.
Okay. So you said all the words to get the self love. Okay.
Yes, which I understand. Okay. Like I understand,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like so logically, physically, spiritually, I understand,
mm-hmm,
but I feel like I keep coming back to this same, or not even the same thing, but
So what got you here this time? What was the experience that got you here?
Just leading into like physical, being very intentional about my physical and my physical intake and eating and things like that. And I feel like I'll reach a goal and still not feel completely at home. And that's where I'm like, okay, I know there's something more than a number or a look to it. Because when I reach those numbers or when I get to that look, it's something like, it almost feels like a distortion or an illusion. And I've like prayed and asked and like worked through things to get clarity. And, I find myself back
let me know when you finish so I can give you the finishing words to what you're saying.
Okay. So I find myself back in this, not even a loop, but it's more so like going back to childhood and like, okay, I'm releasing that. And then living in this world that, you know, is distorted in like, what is attractability and what is this and what is that? And knowing all this to be true and to be false. And then, yeah, I'm kind of.
And then this
the
is
right
where
now.
You're supposed to say. Yeah, this is where you're supposed to say, if that makes sense. You ever heard somebody say that after they finish talking for half an hour?
Absolutely.
And what the answer is?
Well, you tell me.
Well, I'm going to ask you, did that make sense?
To me, it did.
I know, so that's what I'm saying. Simplify it. The bottom line, what?
Channeling, the bottom line is you are having body issues and trying to figure out where you belong in this world.
And you're the only one got an issue with it. That's the problem. Real problem.
Yep. Sounds right.
I just want you to know that we are laughing with you and not at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, no. Maybe speak for herself now.
Yeah.
They're messing with you, girl. It's love.
I feel it.
Yes, and you needed a good laugh. First of all, I'm just going to tell you straight off the cuff, you are way too damn serious. If you would give your body a break, if you would give your damn mind a break, it will do what it needs to do. But you're almost like this big bully. You know how somebody say, what? You looking at me? What? This is what you're doing to yourself. This is what you're doing. You have to stop bullying yourself. You want to talk about your childhood trauma? Shit, the things you're doing is worse than anything in your childhood. You've got to really be intentional as you are with trying to count carbs, trying to weigh and watch this and not eat that and try this. You have to be that intentional with loving you. I promise it will release so many things from you, literally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. The reason you have this warped perception about how you see yourself is because this has built up over time. It's nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you. And you're doing all of this comparison thinking, oh, if I don't look like this, life is not good. Now, I will honestly tell you, there are things about my body I want to change. There are things about my physical appearance that I would like to work on, meaning physically work on, like maybe work out more to get this sort of definition. It's nothing wrong with that. But when it becomes your whole self-value of who you are and it is stopping you from being you, then you have gotten on the wrong exit. You're in the wrong exit.
That's right.
You're in the wrong lane. Mm-hmm. And this is a place where many of us have been. I have been there as well. But this comes from you looking outside of yourself. You need to start taking that time and looking in the mirror and stop looking at your bodies. I think the worst thing they could have done for our culture is for people to start having body goals. So now, as a result, we got everybody not only trying to act like everybody else, but they're trying to look like everybody else too. Or as soon as somebody got
real
a trend
problem.
And they're looking at a play, I'm going to start talking like them. I'm going to start wearing my hair like them. I'm going to start looking like them. Find your own authentic beauty, your own authentic look, your own authentic style. And I'm going to tell you something from a woman, from a goddess, whatever y'all want to call me. I have been every size under the sun. And guess what never changed? Me. I told everyone the story about how I thought the little girl in class with the glasses. And I thought, wow, if I'm going to be smart, I got to get me some glasses. And I really believed that glasses made her smart. So it was going to make me smart. I got them glasses. Ain't nothing changed. I look different. But ain't nothing changed. It wasn't until I got much older that I realized how I was getting smarter is because I put the belief in something outside of myself. I put them in glasses instead of me. Now, you out here putting body goals, you out here putting looks in someone else, taking it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to stop this. The part where we get real serious. You have to stop this. It's nothing wrong with wanting to be healthy and feel comfortable in your body. But we have to also get away from the misconception. Everything is about what Brother Bilal talked about earlier. How can we get to the root of what's really going on? What is at the root of this?
Yeah.
Why do you really want this to change? What is at the root of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There is nothing wrong with you. Nothing. Now, something is wrong with how you're thinking. Something is wrong with the way you're doing your actions, but there's nothing wrong with you. Once you fall madly in love with yourself, that is the easiest way that everything will come into balance and harmony for you. And that picture of yourself you keep looking at, that picture will start to develop. Only instead of having someone else's face on it, instead of having someone else's style on it, instead of having someone else's look on it, it will have you on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you got
to
start.
That directly speak to the nexus, Ms. Boo. That's that nexus. Because the nexus is the core. It's the core of the apple.
That's right.
So you're so worried about the skin and the outer appearance, you know. But think about this. Think about at the core of an apple, a core of a pear, the core of different fruit, right? What happens once we eat the apple? What do we do with the core?
Throw it away. Yeah. No.
That's the part you're throwing away. You're throwing yourself away.
That's right.
The part you need to pick up.
That's right. So you have to stop listening to your mind, tell you all of these I don't even want to dig in there any deeper than I digged. I'm telling you, all of these to the left, to the right, to the crazy mm-hmm. story about
to the windows,
you.
To the walls.
That's right. Mm. The windows, yeah. To the walls. Angles and neckline. You know what it is.
Yeah.
You wow. know what it is.
Beautiful
yeah.
as you are. And you're beautiful as you are.
Yes.
Stop comparing
as you
yourself.
Are, you have to love yourself into who you're becoming, not destroy. Not destroy yourself into who you want to become. Love yourself into who you're becoming. Love yourself in there. I mean, and what do you have to lose? Your way is not working.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, your way isn't right. working.
Yeah.
So once again, we're talking about self-invested. You have to invest in yourself. You have to love yourself, like totally love yourself, everything about yourself. And things will start to right. bring themselves into balance. That's the only way. Starve yourself till the kid, till the hills, and only reverse
mm-hmm.
it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You could.
Yeah.
And not that anything would be wrong with that. Nothing. But because you have a disposition mm-hmm. with it, that becomes a problem. Big Pun gets up on stage and do whatever he want to do. Ain't nothing stopped him. DJ Khaled do whatever he want to do.
Rick Ross took his shirt off.
That's...
okay.
Oh, my God.
Now, go to our cousin, Miss. Go to our cousin. And I'm still trying to get this black mustache off my fucking face. In just a minute. Talk about how you look. No, we can't. Yeah, see what's going on with her cousin, Miss.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. The blue room is going crazy. You. All right. So, let me get serious. Let me focus on your cousin. Who's 36 years old or will be 36?
36?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say him.
Oh, okay. Well, this is him. I just needed to make a connection, and just so you guys know, I do what's called, and I am a evidential medium, which means that I will bring you signs and symbols from your loved ones, right, and the ancestors that will mean nothing to me, but they mean everything to you. And this is their way of letting you know that they are present. You already told me that he took his own life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell that this was very traumatic because even mm-hmm. though you all thought he wasn't going to do it, he was telling you the whole time he was.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing that I want you to know. And this is such a challenging statement, but once I heard it and processed it, and I'm not going to sit here and I will never lie to you. I'm not going to tell you I 100% am happy about this, but this is the way Spirit really revealed this to me because I thought it and really got clarification. It's very traumatic, but there were... This is something that you can learn from your cousin, and he's really, really kind of stressing this point, that there's always a solution. But he sort of backed himself into the corner where he felt he had no way out.
Yeah.
And this is the thing of the mind, of why we're so hard on the mind and making sure that we allow all of ourselves to operate as a whole and complete being. Because the mind will get a thought and just keep running with it. And some things are not jobs of the mind. Some things come from the higher self. So I do want to say condolences to you and to the family and everything. Now, if you have a particular question that you want to ask him, because his answer to you is just allow this to be a reminder to the family that everything can be figured out. What looks like there is an end is only a beginning, which is so perfect for the show we're talking about tonight. What's next? When you take one exit, you're entering into another exit. I also show that even though this happened with your cousin, I feel like there was something he drank, something he ate, something he took to alter his mood so that he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's showing me that. And really what this was... He said, please let his mother know this was not a cry for help.
I wonder, does he mean, his biological mom or my mom?
I really feel that he's talked, whoever the mother figure is, because what I'm seeing is I see him kind of laying on the floor, like down on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so something happened a day or two prior that he started really kind of letting people know something was possible.
Yeah, he wrote a letter, a Facebook message.
Yeah.
And,
very sad and unfortunate, but he was displaced. Sometimes souls come back and they feel like a part of them is lost. You know, we don't bring all of our soul to earth. And he's, even since he's been a young child, he's always been sort of disconnected from everything, sort of out of place. It's a very sad situation, but I will tell you now, he's chilling. And that's his word.
Yeah.
I'm
Who said that?
He said, I'm chilling.
Yeah, to my dreams. We be chilling in the dream space. And like, one dream I'm remembering is, like, I seen him, and he was, like, building something. Like, we were in a, I don't know if it was, like, a mansion or something, but he had, like, stuff in his hands. Like, he was, like, helping prepare something. And I couldn't make total sense of it.
Now,
but it just,
I'll tell you.
It stuck in my mind.
Yeah. Anytime.
And then also,
No, go ahead, please.
And then more recently, he told me, he came in my dream and told me to make a playlist, and I made a playlist for him, or with you know, that I made. So, like, we communicate, but sometimes I'm just not sure, like.
No, he's definitely around, and his main message is that there's always a solution, and there's always another way. There's always a way. sometimes we have to be patient enough to wait for the way. And so we don't advocate, and nor are we, am I advocating anyone. And if you feel that anyone here is in a position where they feel like it's not worth living, you need to reach out. You need to call and mm-hmm. get you some support, because it's always a way, you know. But as mm-hmm. far as him, he says he's doing what he wants to do. He's chilling. He's chilling.
Yeah.
He's chilling.
Now, I love that.
That's good. I want to put this into perspective. The reason you want to live a long life, and this is from what we've learned, what I've learned thus far in this work, is because your soul came back to fulfill. It's an agreement that you made. And at any time, we're like free agents, we can get out of a deal. But just like some free agents, they sign these long contracts and they're stuck for a long time. Some athletes will sign a 5-year, some 2 years, some 1. We've made agreements, and for each one of us, those agreements are different. Now, we can go and we can renegotiate those agreements at any time. But just like with anything that you've abruptly done in your life, there is sort of something that has to be put back into balance. And so what your cousin is doing now is he actually still has not moved on to the ancestor realm. He, number one, had to go into the healing tank because he had to repair himself, which he's done an amazing job of doing that. So that may be, when you seen the building, what he was doing. He's actually building himself. He had to put himself back together, build himself back together. Once that is done, then he gets the chance to go through his life review and see how every single one of his actions has impacted everyone. How things like, throwing trash out the car window, what that ended up doing, how that ended up affecting other people. You know, we were talking earlier, I don't know if you heard when Brother Bilal was talking, we were talking about cosmic connection. We're all connected. And so it's like the movie, The Butterfly Effect. A butterfly can flap wings on one side of the world, and it can cause a tsunami in the other side. Now, that chaos theory, some people believe it, they don't. But you impact me as much as I impact you. We all are impacting each other. This is where we all come together, because we are a reflection of the divine. And your cousin is starting to learn that. So he's here to support you, because really, over the last couple of 2 weeks, you've been in some pretty dark spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And this is him attempting to get you out of those dark spaces. Your mother has been in some dark spaces. He's done his work to attempt to get her out of those dark spaces. Letting you all know, showing up as much as he can to let you know he's full of life and he's very sorry, because that's what he came through saying, sorry, 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 showing me 36, sorry, sorry, sorry. But he will say that he had the best family ever, the best family ever. And these were his choices and his decision that he made. And he admits could have been some other decision. And so this is something that he truly wants to do. By the way, who's getting ready to have a birthday? Because he's holding a cake with one candle. Who birthday is coming up, please?
There's this birthday, my cousin's birthday, my cousin's baby's birthday is this Saturday. We're actually trying to see his son on Sunday. We haven't seen him in a while, so we're trying to see him.
He said he's going to be there. No worries. Yeah. He's saying right now, Miss Blue, please tell her stop crying. Stop crying. I don't want her to cry. I don't want her to cry. Same thing. He said, I don't want you to cry. You know, he was very confused. It was a lot of things going on.
Oh, that yes. I definitely, like.
Very mentally confused. Very mentally.
Our family, yeah. Yeah, I 1,000% understand, like, literally as it was coming together, I was transitioning from science into counseling. So a lot of the work that I've learned and done is, in foresight, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you know, no one knows. But, like, since then, I've done a lot of work and supported. I work with youth around, you know, counseling and well-being, do risk assessments fairly often.
Yeah.
He definitely inspires me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. So you definitely cannot be around here, you know, not loving on yourself because you deserve. And please, please, he says, let your mother know. He's just saying he's so sorry. He's taking his hands, I guess, as something he used to do, and put his face in his hands, shake his head. He's saying he's doing that and telling your mother, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. He's just repeating it, and even to the point where he's crying and laughing, you know, really showing his personality of how much
yes,
he does.
Yeah. Lots of laughs.
So, very thankful, very, very thankful. You know, you will forever have a cosmic connection with your cousin.
Yes.
You understand, but please, no one. And he also says what a lot of spirit is coming through saying, and that is, please, don't celebrate the day he left. Celebrate his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Not the day,
yeah.
day he left.
Yeah. That's very tying into we talked about my father. He actually, his transition date is coming. And I was just telling my sister that because she's like, oh, I have to go work and I don't know how I'm going to feel. And I'm like, I think I actually heard it on here. I was like, I'm pretty sure Dad wants us to celebrate his birthday.
Yes.
Please.
This is something spirits have said. And, you know, lastly, I will tell you this. Live your life to the fullest. And also, he says, please let your mother know he ain't haunting. He ain't coming around haunting and spooking and doing none of that. And also,
he's not playing a prankster like he usually is.
Yeah. Well, he's not doing anything, and he's not in hell, he said. He's not in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main thing. He wants everybody to know he's not in hell. But he is in the process of really, really learning about some of the things that he did in his life. And he says, I ask him, will he reincarnate? And he doesn't know as of yet. He doesn't know.
I hear you.
But he said it may be a while before he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's still in the process of learning. And, you know, he said, who knows? He may even be a spirit guide because he wants to go through that training. Kind of exciting to him. But first, he has a lot of work to do to learn from him, from himself, and work. So much to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. A sigh of relief there. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes, very much. I was like, I don't know if I should ask about my cousin or my dad, and we talked about my dad. And I'm like, I need to talk. I want to connect with my cousin. And I'm so thankful. Thank you.
Yeah. And your dad is around you. You can talk to him. He hears you. He's standing next to your cousin, by the way. But your dad and your dad is kind of quiet because he's waiting on you to talk to him.
Mm.
And you can get you a paper, stay quietly with your – are you right-handed or left?
I'm a lefty like him. We're both
lefties. You're a left? Oh, no wonder he said wait. He told me. He said wait, because I normally tell you right with your left. He said wait. Okay. So, you know it's your dad. So you're going to write the question with your right hand, your non-dominant hand, right? And then you're going to you're going to write the question with your right. No, you're going to write the question with your left hand. And then you're going to answer it. I'm going to get it right. And then you're going to answer it with your non-dominant hand. Any question you want to ask your dad to communicate with him. But he's standoffish. He said he knows you feel him. He knows you have a lot of questions.
I got the picture and the paper, and
You got a question. And he's ready now. He wasn't in the physical, but he's ready now to answer all of your questions. He is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow. Yeah, you got something there.
Thank you.
And love to you. So we ready for you to do that work. You know, self-invested is open. Mm-hmm. We invite everyone, but you don't have to come to self-invested. We have tons and tons of archives. You can literally use Planet Phoenix as an oracle. And for those of you who like to go to the casino, you can spin the wheel and ask the question. And spin the wheel. I do it all the time. And the perfect show will show up for you to give you those divine answers that you need.
And for self-invested, do I email you for more info?
Email questionsforblue@gmail.com. I don't have all the answers there. Just email questionforblue@gmail.com. And,
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We love you.
I love you all. Thank you.
Keep doing that work, baby. Keep doing the work. Wow.
No. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, look. Sheila. Brother Bilal said, that's how I make the videos. I spin and choose the show. Powerful. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Sheila, you're doing that. Sheila, for real.
Doing that. And, you know, I'm going to give everyone a shout out who is really knowing their magic, working with their energy. We've been getting your emails, your phone calls, Priestess Lisa telling her candle and just, you know, sort of giving her that confirmation.
Oh, that money came in. Yeah, I saw that. That money
came for her. And then also
Melanie too, Priestess Melanie too. I emailed, some things was happening around the camp.
Yes. Priestess Melanie having breakthroughs. Priestess Lisa spoke to her. Priestess Chastity as well. So many of you are just doing the work. And then all of the magic makers, all of you stars, you know, really taking these tools, taking these lessons we get, all of us coming together and really helping. I see you guys helping so much. Lola Falana was telling me about, shout out to everyone in Self-Invested, Queenie, everyone part of Planet Remix, how you all are supporting one another. And that's just a beautiful thing to do, because we do have a cosmic connection with each other. You know, Priestess Keisha getting up in the morning, you know, doing her breathing and really being there, holding space. Phoenix as well. Everyone. We want to send love out to Michael and to his family at this particular time, sending him so much love. Yes. Also, Sister I can't say her name. Potolo. Sending love to and Ashe to Sister, and blessings to Sister Polo and her family, and just keeping each other lifted in love and light. And being there for people around us, ourselves included, you know, and just really showing authentic, true soul group love, because that's what we do. That's what we do. Yeah, yeah. Any words you want to allow as we get ready to leave?
Well, we do know the full moon is alive and well and going, you know, but we are. I mean, but really, pay attention to the what's next, the exit, the nexus, and then the lexicon. Pay attention to your words. Pay attention to your core, and pay attention to when it's time to leave.
Intuition is key. Self-awareness, intuition, and being present, aware of your surroundings. And don't forget to keep blessing every space you're in, blessing when you're driving, sending out high vibrations and frequencies. We know energy is everything, and it can change things. It really can, and you can make a difference.
Right.
You know? So, no, love is the only thing that's here. Keep knowing your magic, everyone. Keep knowing your magic. So we love you all, and we would love for you all to make sure you come back here and leave your top three takeaways from What's Next, Cosmic Connection, Full Moon Magic. If you'll come back and leave your top three takeaways, that would be amazing. Love you all. Have an amazing, wonderful rest of the week. Don't forget, Self-Invested is open for enrollment. Email questionforblue@gmail.com. Peace and love.
They showing fake racks and pictures like that's going to attract the bitches. That was really me, nigga. I ain't have to act and conflicted. Only difference is I'm living, and I would have whacked one of them niggas who knew that after drug dealing, I'd still be casual spending mil plus. Annual income, so here's my manual income. And it's Eastside shit still in me. My ability to turn words to imagery. Probably the reason they can't remember me. Figure walk the tightrope with a feline's agility. The street did so much shit to me, I could never live civilly. I could never lead a scene with.
And I oops. Sorry, y'all.
Jamming.
Oh, no. I am hit the wrong button. Oh my goodness. It's time to go, y'all. I didn't hit the wrong button. Let me see.
After.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, well, well. Peace and love. Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, those of you who ordered the Magical Spiritual Bath Kits, I just sent out another order tonight. So thank you again for all of your love and support. Peace and love.
Hey, Miss Donda, you run and tell my mama, please tell her I said say something. I'm starting to believe ain't no such thing as heaven's trumpets. No after over, this is it done. If there's a heaven, you would think they let you speak to your son. Maybe she has in the form of a baby's laugh I heard passing by in a stroller, reminding me, hey, keep rolling, oh no. Maybe she has with the prick of a blade of brass I've been laying on way too long. Got me itchy, got up and roamed a little more. Miss Donda, you see my mama, tell her I'm lost. You see, she'd always light a cigarette. We talk, I would cough. Exaggerating a little bit, so she get the point, trying to get her to stop smoking. I would lead and fire up with you till I quit, started back up again. 20 years later, all that time, y'all thought, well, I thought I was crazy. My mom, she ain't cut no corners, got me back on track. I don't miss her overstepping, but do miss her showing seven civilian life. Miss Donda, see my mama whisper her this. The real reason I was geeked to go to church must confess, when y'all grown-ups would be in Bible study, helping me with my homework, her and I was so pure. And so spirit spinning and dirty, so on and so on. We hope that no one heard it. And to this day, I think her mama knew to let us explore. Miss Donda, you see my father, please ask him why. He never married, always smiled, but was he happy inside? Because to carry my mother's name, did he carry shame with him? I'm sure she did it out of spite with her decision at birth. Shit, she probably would hurt. Poor baby, two young people with different views, a lot for a young lady. No coincidence, they both passed away from heart conditions. There's a dissidence that played dad and mom through hard division. 3,000 poster child for big raised by their mothers. I'm supposed to smile as if God knew that I would be trouble. Keeps me around for what I don't know, but I do know that it's crucial that we do so pronto. I don't know how much longer. I'm going.
Yeah. With every record, I be asking the masses to tune your hearts to me. I represent intelligent niggas that grew up harshly, but lately I've been questioning.